Admit it. Admit it. You would rather fish salmon all day than fish halibut
all
for an hour.
Day. You I would. Could park on the kelp line and my customers give me so much crap because I could sit on these certain kelp lines up there for 10 hours straight, stare at the same chunk of kelp all day because I know at some point a 50, 60 pound king's going to come by. And my guys are like, well, can we go halibut fishing? I'm like, oh,
yeah, really?
I guess we can go halibut fishing.
Because everybody wants to eat the halibut, right?
Yeah. And they're fun to catch.
I mean,
we got great halibut fishing up there.
Yeah.
And guys are excited about it out here, too, because, man, you get there's quality halibut out
there
here.
Yeah.
And you get a 40, 50, 60, I mean, God forbid, 140-pounder.
Yeah, exactly.
You got some meat in the freezer.
140-pounder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But then the flip side of that is you take former Seahawk, our old buddy, Robbie Tobeck, out, and you skunk him on the opener, and he punches you.
Yeah. Well, there is that.
It's going to happen.
And then the brutality, and then he starts complaining about the weather.
But the benefit of that,
okay.
The benefit of that is you don't have to take him fishing again.
No,
he will not go with you.
That's the problem.
Okay?
We had him over for dinner, and he said, that's it, I'm done.
I'm done with Nelson.
No, yeah.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
I doubt that, because the biggest salmon he ever caught was him. All right, let's have,
there we go.
Instead of listening about my ineptitude on Puget Sound salmon, or excuse me, Puget Sound halibut, let's talk to somebody that actually was very successful halibut fishing out here. Robbo, can you talk about our next guest, please?
Wynn Bichonk. They landed a 140-pounder, I believe it was last Saturday. Are you with us there, Wynn?
Yeah, we're here. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Great, man. So you're out on the water right now targeting those big flatties. And, boy, you sure caught a dandy last weekend. Was it last Saturday, Wynn?
Yeah, last Saturday we picked it up. We fished all day Friday, not a bunk. Lost a bunch of lead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fished Saturday. Lost a lot of lead. Thursday, we lost a lot of lead. Friday, we lost a lot of lead.
Sounds fun.
Pretty sloppy out on the banks both days, and so we decided to, why don't we just stay inside? It's a half day. We got to drive home, and so we stayed inside, and I got my buddy on a three-way call here right now. How are you doing, Don?
I'm doing all right. How's it going?
Yeah. Oh, you got the party line.
Oh, you've got a double guest.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's
party.
At home sitting on the drinking coffee, and we're heading out to go fishing.
Smart guy. Okay.
Yeah.
So now you went and you threw the hook out somewhere. You've been doing some anchoring, and it sounded like you anchored in what, about 140, 150 feet of water?
Actually, we were in about 102, 104.
Really? Oh, shallow. Okay.
Yeah. Sitting right up on top of a little bank, and... we'd seen it a couple of times, so we decided we'd try it out. And I'm going to tell the lie. He'll tell the truth. But,
okay,
that works.
I didn't get punched. I did get a high five, so...
okay. High fives are way better than punches. And, yeah, they are. I can tell you.
We sat down and dropped anchor and got the gear in the water, came in for a cup of coffee, and told Don, I said, I think you lost some more lead there, and might want to check that line there. And he went back and he said, you know, it's taking line unless we pulled anchor or something's going on here. And about that time I saw a little head shake and I said, spool that baby out there and, let him eat it. And he gave him about 25, 30 yards and I told him to walk down and we didn't have the bottom, that was for sure.
So you had a 140-pound flatty hooked up. How long did it take to land that big bruiser?
Well, we ran him for about 20 or 25 minutes on anchor trying to pull him against a current. It was, 3.7, 3.8, somewhere in there.
Holy
and he was not going anywhere. So we popped the anchor and took off on a drift. And I looked out front and my ball was gone. So we went ahead and ran down and picked him up and harpooned him, beat him a couple of times. Tried bringing him on board. He didn't want to come on board. So he stuck him in the water and told Don, I said, he's always been, he's a big hunter. So he always says, when am I going to get the cap of fish? And so I'm sitting there holding it going, if we're going to do it, I think this is probably going to be about, and I turned around and he's standing there with his 9mm going. I'm ready.
Atta boy. So you put a cap in his ass and shut it off.
So let me see how I keep score here. You got a harpoon. Okay, yeah. You got a couple bashes to the noggin.
Good beat down.
So now it's time to pull the Smith and Wesson. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay, I'm in. Yeah,
that fish had a bad day. You got hooked, you got harpooned, you got clubbed, and then he got shot.
Halibut beat down, the whole thing.
So now you and I were talking yesterday. You've got a slick little chumming setup that you use on your downriggers. Can you just briefly describe how that works?
Yeah, go ahead and tell them about that, Don.
Yeah, there's a little 4-inch PVC pipe with holes drilled in the side of it, mm-hmm. and we just pack it in with last year's bait, anything that's kind of fishy or whatever, and pack it in there and just hang it right off the downrigger ball, and that creates a little chum trail, puts a little scent down current, puts it right on top of your bait, really.
And then you run your downrigger clip off the back of this tube, so you just clip right in there, send the whole works down with your baits, and your baits are dangling, 8-10 feet behind that little chum tube?
Yeah, exactly.
Boy, that sounds like it works great.
Brilliant.
Then you crank the downriggers up. Then it's just you and the halibut. You don't got a bunch of weight dangling off of there. That sounds like a slick setup, man.
Nice deal.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, if you get that thing right down on the bottom, you got a little roll, too. Nothing better than letting that ball bounce to bottom every once in a while.
Sure.
So you get a little bit of stuff coming out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and currents don't scare you with this setup either, because the boat's going to swing and you mentioned you were in a 3-knot current when you were anchored, having the downriggers down, and then of course you're clipped in. I know this. Are you using halibut rods with this setup still, or you lighten up your tackle to a salmon rod when you're using the downrigger halibut technique?
Yeah, we're running lamma glass, 7-foot lamma glass.
Nice halibut rods, heavy gear.
Yeah. Yeah,
nice. Which is handy if you get 140 pounder.
Probably want that with the 140. Yeah. I'm guessing.
I tell you what, we've landed them up to 200 pounds on salmon rods in Southeast Alaska, but it's not something you ever want to experience. So stick with that heavy gear,
no doubt.
With halibut.
Well, congratulations, Wynn. We appreciate you joining us this morning. If you want more information about this particular halibut, go ahead and log on to theoutdoorline.com. There's a report on the forums, and you can check it out. Wynn, now good luck today. Go get them, and if you are successful, we'll listen for the gunshot out the door here on East Lake Avenue.
Okay, you guys take her easy.
All right, guys. Good luck fishing. That's definitely the biggest one we've heard of so far in the Strait or the Sound.
Yeah,
there could be some bigger fish. We heard of a 101 pounder coming into Atali Sports a couple days ago, getting weighed in there.
Right.
But that's a big one. 140 pounds. I don't know. There could be a bigger one. A couple years ago, we had some 225s and 250s, 275. We got a lot
that
of
just
left.
Seems like a big halibut crowd here, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, it's huge. That's huge.
That would qualify as a gagger.
The cool thing about this, though, dropping that scent tube down with a downrigger and clipping on in, man, that's a great anchor tip. I wouldn't don't do it while you're drifting.
That would be a mess, but
definitely a great anchor.
A lot
technique.
Of guys anchoring right now, and it's been fairly effective. If you've got a decent spot, there's some halibut there, boy, that's a pretty good way to go. You can suck them right in.